This afternoon, I want to talk to a genuine Christian, born again, with eternal life, with the hope of resurrection. But that Christian has left his first love. That Christian is backsliding. That Christian is running away from the presence of God. That Christian has been separated from God. And I'm picking my text from Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 3, I'll read verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. And he says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both, verse 7, were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And may the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Let's be seated. I took this exhortation some years back. And there is a need again to go back to this same message that I titled, Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Somebody say it. Moses Alu, where art thou? Say it again. Say it very loud. Call your name and say it. Amen. Like I said, this message is not for everybody. This message is a true daughter of God, a true son of God, and you are a true child of God because you are baptized by his spirit into the body, and the spirit of Christ dwells in you, which makes you born again, heaven bound, and a member of the family of God. And there was a family like that too. And that is the God's first human family on earth. He had an angelic family with his angels, and he also wanted to have with his children that he created in his image and in his likeness. And the purpose of creation, the purpose of every family setting, is for fellowship, is for companionship. The purpose of God creating man and woman is for a relationship to exist between him and us. But somehow, people do not understand that Christianity is about restoration of the lost relationship that God had with man. Christ is the solution. The relationship that God had with man was broken. And God has not rested. He's still in the business of restoring that relationship. Christianity, therefore, is about relationship. Relationship. That is why it's so important. The Bible tells us that the ministry we have now is the ministry of reconciliation. And pastors, ministers, all of us that preach, all of us that in the fivefold ministry, we have only one ministry. The Bible calls it the ministry of reconciliation. For God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. The matter that caused man to be separated from God was settled through Christ Jesus. Hence, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Christ is the power that God is using to reconcile us. Christ is the wisdom that God is using to reconcile us back to himself. That process of reconciling us back to himself is called redemption. It's called adoption. It's called salvation. A lot of people go to church and they don't know why we go to church. A lot of us answer Christianity and we don't know why we are Christians. We are Christians because we are product of the ministry of reconciliation. And this process of reconciliation was settled through the cross of Calvary, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This process, all that Christ went through, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is all to restore back relationship with his children. Amen. And here is God's first family. What happened in the Garden of Eden is the same thing that is still happening today. After he created Adam and Eve, something happened. God that used to come and have fellowship with his children regularly in the cool of the day. In the cool of the day. Hallelujah. He will come and they will have fellowship, enjoy themselves. You just imagine that we are so privileged until the creator of the heavens and the earth. We descend to our level and begin to come and discuss with us and chat with us and play with us in the garden. It's the same estate of every born again Christian. When you are born again, church, when you give your life to Christ, you receive Christ, you come to him, he receives you and seals your salvation by the new birth process. You are standing before him in the same way Adam and Eve stood before him in relationship. Always, you discover that when you give your life to Christ afresh, Christianity becomes very sweet. You feel the presence of God always around you. Always. It happens like that. Hallelujah. It happens. Catch this picture because certainly, when this inspiration came back to me, I know God has somebody in mind for this. Certainly, God has somebody in mind for it. Hallelujah. Once you give your life to Christ, the relationship with God becomes very sweet. I experienced it, that's why I can share it with you. And you too, you have experienced it because I am certainly talking to somebody here. I want to say something here today that will make somebody have reason to take a look again at your stand spiritually before God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Adam and Eve, like Adam and Eve, when you come to Christ, you have come to a kingdom that has rules and laws. When you break those laws, you are breaking a relationship with God. Christianity Christianity is about obedience. Christianity, you can't come to Christ and live anyhow. God himself gave us our own will. God himself has his will and also gave man his own will, but he expects us to subject our will to his own will. It calls for obedience. But what happened in the Garden of Eden? Hallelujah. Something happened. They sinned. They disobeyed God. Something happened that made them to be separated from the presence of God. Now, something as I meditate on that scripture, God that knows all things, God that sees what we cannot see, God that sees in the depths, in the heights, in the width, wherever God sees, why will God come as usual and say, and be looking for something? Can't you see them hiding somewhere under one tree? But he came and he was coming for fellowship as usual, and there was no response. He said his voice was walking in the garden. That is, he was speaking as usual, and everywhere in the garden was hearing his voice that God has come. And if he comes like that, there's supposed to be a response. But he did not hear the response. So he began to say, Adam, where are thou? That means there's a condition that you, a child of God, will fix yourself into that will separate you. God will not be able to see you again. And it's a dangerous estate. I have told God several times in my private prayer. I said, Lord, I have too many enemies around me. Lord, if you turn your back against me for 1 second, I will be finished. Satan will finish me. And people who pray that type of prayer, they live a very careful life with God. You won't give God opportunity to turn his back. Because I know. I depend on him and him alone. I know that the amount of enemies I have, the ones outside, only God knows how many shrines now have my name with invocation and incantation, that God's presence is the one stopping it from happening. If he step one side, check! If he hit me, I know that. Amen. Suddenly, that protection departed from Adam. And as soon as that protection departed, when God is no more with you, praise the Lord, fear will come in. Fear set in. Adam, that had dominion over all the animals, suddenly the dominion, the authority, the power was taken away. Adam began to be afraid of snake, afraid of scorpion, afraid of mosquito, afraid of lion, afraid, fear. So they praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And even afraid of God himself. Fear. A Christian that is afraid of witches and wizards, afraid of occultic people all around you, afraid of your neighbor, you live a fear, you cannot sleep at night. The reason you are afraid is because you are not sure of the presence of God around you. And there's only one reason, and it's the reason that Adam also had to run away from the presence of God. There was a regular place that God used to meet with Adam and Eve. That's why he walked there, he went there, went to that place. They were not there at that time. There is a regular place that God used to meet with Adam and Eve. I am not talking to Adam and Eve now. I am talking to you. There was always a regular place. Hallelujah. That God used to meet with Adam and Eve. And when it was meeting time, when he came, he could not find him there. What happened? Something happened that kept him away from that place of meeting with God. Some of us here, it includes the time that God meets with you. Since you gave your life to Christ, when you were on fire, was during your regular fasting and prayer times. But you are no longer fasting as you used to fast when you gave your life to Christ. Your prayer time that you used to have with God, you are no longer having it. And that is the time God comes to have fellowship with you. If there's anybody here, you no longer pray or fast as you used to do when you gave your life to Christ. You are that Adam. God is saying, Adam, where are thou? Because he can no longer have a place of meeting with you. The time that God comes to fellowship with you, he doesn't meet you there anymore. And you know it. During your quiet time, during your time of meditation, during the time that you used to set aside regularly for your Bible study, when the presence of God will just come into that room, you have abandoned it. You are no longer there. And God keeps appointments. God keeps appointments. You know that once you keep that appointment with God, even if it is that this hour is my prayer hour, it's my prayer hour. You know that even if for anything, maybe you are tired and you sleep off, you remember when the angel will come and wake you. And not just waking you, when he wake you, the touch that he touches you brings strength. You will wake up again and then you are revived and pray. Because as immediately you start, you will see that same presence again. We come back. And that is the time he fellowships with you. Some of us, it's that period God has ordained you an intercessor. Because God is always looking for a man that will stand in the gap. For your family, you are the one he raised. For your church, you are the one he raised. Even for your nation, you are the one he has raised. That is why he gave you that ability to pray for long. And one of it is that gift of speaking in tongue. And now there is a matter that needs an intercessor in that family. There is a matter that needs an intercessor for that church. And he has ordained you for it, and he used to meet with you, and then you and him together in fellowship, we handle that matter. And now he has come. He's looking for you. Nowhere to be found. Adam, where are thou? The songwriter said, may the Lord depend on you. So many of us, the Lord depends on us. He has ordained us for that. In church activities, church services, God has ordained that he will meet with you during fellowship in the church. I have seen, what is the evidence? I have seen where a prophet will come and give message and say, who is bearing so-so-so-so-so name? And the person will not be in church. The sister will not be in church. The brother will not be in church. And you will see the prophet lamenting, hey, who knows this person? Who knows that person? And now, anytime that happens, what comes to my mind is, doesn't God know that he's not here? God knows he's not here. It is the same question he asked Adam. That is his own way of saying, calling that person, where are thou? Are you not supposed to be in the church? Where are you? During your group meetings, where you will come down and bless all of you in your prayer group meetings that day. And then he comes and says, today, these people spent hours with me. Better prayer group. They spent how many days? 3 days. Morning, 3 days. Morning and night, 3 days. And you are a member of that group and you did not participate. If you were not in that group that day and he came to honor their faith, he is still asking the question, where are thou? When I come to bless others, you should be here. And there are certain responsibilities that have been given to you in the church for the smooth fellowship. Yes, now. The coordinators are supposed to be here. And you are not here. Can't you see that the musical department is reducing? There were 5 times this number before. Adam, where are thou? When you came to this church, you were very active in that department. Why have you stopped functioning there? Where art thou? Help is a ministry. And God has ordained some and given them that ministry for help. And there are needy people around. And you are not around to avail yourself to help children of God that are crying. Crying. How do we know why will God ask you that question? Because he has ordained you. He has given you the resources. He has given you all that is, to help the needy people around you. And then they came to him. They were crying. And he pushed them to go to you. And when they came, you were not available to help them. Also, God is asking you also, Adam, where are thou? Why are you no longer visiting? You used to go to orphanages. You used to visit the widows. You used to help people. Hallelujah. Somebody here, God has ordained that he will use man, that through the preaching of the gospel, he will save man. God has the ability to save people by his power. But he has ordained that it is through the foolishness of preaching, as Apostle Paul put it, that he will save man. So, he raised you a preacher. He told the believers, he said, go and preach to all nations, to all creature. That's the way he put it. And see unbelievers all around where you live, all around where you walk, all around wherever you find yourself. All abominations taking place. All the nonsense that is going on. And God is looking at this. Why is evil multiplying? We are the people I have ordained to preach the gospel. Adam, where are thou? Yes. Somebody will have to answer for why you are not evangelizing. You know now. Hallelujah. You know the estate you are in. You see, some of us, to get our attention by God is so difficult until God devises a means of calling your attention. But let me tell you, he doesn't do that for too long, because that is not what he has ordained, how he has ordained to walk with us. Every one of us that have the gift of the word of knowledge, listen. Do you notice that sometimes when you're about to receive a message, like to see a vision or to hear a voice, especially vision, do you know that sometimes a serious headache will come your way? I don't know how many people have experienced it. Can I see your hand? Thank you. Okay. No, I want to confirm now. I'm not the only one. Okay. You know what that headache means? That headache is to call your attention. I want to show you something. If you are the type that hear voice that speak to you, you will start with a noise in the ear, like a breeze sometimes. And before you know what, you know, some will even say, they don't want, I beg, I want to watch film. I chat with my boyfriend now. This is disturbing me. I'm chatting. And some, it comes by inspiration. And it will come, you wave it away. It will come, you wave it away. And that is God's meeting time with you. And if you cannot get your attention like that, the question will still come, Adam, where art thou? The purpose of the gift of the word of wisdom is to solve problems. Because there will be problem in the church. Since the Bible does not permit us to take one another to the law, to take one another as true brethren, to unbelievers, to solve our problems, so he gives the gift of wisdom, word of wisdom. It is for problem solving. And you will see church problem, fight. People disagreeing up and down. Hallelujah. And God has ordained people with such wisdom, and there will be nowhere to be found. You too, God is asking you today, where are you? And each time you subject yourself to this estate, you get separated from God. And why are you no more in your regular place of meeting with God? Somebody here. Why are you no more there? The answer is simple. The answer is because you have sinned. You have disobeyed. Chapter 3, Genesis. From verse 9. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. That's exactly what I explained earlier. Once you fall out of favor with God, the next thing that comes to you is fear. And suddenly you discover you are naked. Why do you say naked? The covering of the glory of God around you, you suddenly discover it is no more there. That is the nakedness. And so, before you know what, you are now looking for man-made way of bringing back that cover. You are looking for man-made way. Man separated from God. And now they decided to adopt religion to cover up for their nakedness. Relationship with God that will bring God's glory to cover you is certainly more than religion, more than joining a church. Far, far more than that.